Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll put a wrap on the Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game that took place Thursday night in Hamilton. More on that in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week played in the event last year, Philip Tomasino of the Oshawa Generals. He picked up 10 points last week on the back of 6 goals and 4 assists in the 3 games he played, his first 3 games as a member of the Oshawa Generals. It's the second time this season he's captured the award after picking it up in early October as a member of the Niagara Ice Dogs. Tomasino, a first-round pick of the Nashville Predators in the 2019 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Meantime, OHL players strutted their stuff at this year's Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game, with Team White coming away with a 5-3 win over Team Red. Tyson Forrester of the Barrie Colts picked up 2 goals in the win, while Cole Perfetti of the Saginaw Spirit added an empty netter late in the hockey game. Perfetti picked up an assist earlier in the game as well. Meantime, an all-OHL line of Jack Quinn and Marco Rossi of the Ottawa 67s, along with Jacob Perreault, combined for one of the goals for Team Red. Luke Evangelista and Antonio Stranges of the London Knights both picked up helpers on another one of the Team Red goals as well. Definitely impressive performances up and down the rosters for both Team White and Team Red, especially those players coming from the Ontario Hockey League. Here is the top player from Team White, Tyson Forrester, as he talks about the exciting goal he scored and wanting to get another look at it.
No, I haven't seen the replay yet, but I want to watch it because we were talking about it on the bench, seeing who touched it, who's touched it, but yeah.
Is this effort rival your 6-point night?
Yeah, I think this is a huge game, so I think obviously this is a really good game to come out and play like I did. So,
what's improved for you over the course of this season in order to be a draft eligible prospect this year?
I think my skating's really improved. I had a big summer with Aaron Downey there, so and obviously my confidence with the puck and without it. I think I'm playing a lot more this year, so it's obviously giving me more confidence with the puck and without it.
Guiding Team Red was Peterborough Petes head coach Rob Wilson, who was excited to be part of the Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game.
Oh, it's been fantastic. Really enjoyed it. It was a pleasure. Like I said earlier in the week, it was an honor to be here. The kids, I just commended them on, they had a lot going on, and what a great group of young men, and very professional. They acted very professional, and they're just young, and you forget that sometimes, but yeah, it's a real pleasure, and some great talented players out there, and a joy to watch.
It's got to be fun as a coach to look down and just see those names and knowing line one, line two, line three, line four. You can keep rolling out big names like that.
Yeah, I said that before. We didn't pick any power play units. We didn't pick which line was going to do this. We said we're going to roll everybody. Everyone plays power play basically on every team. So we wanted to give them all a fair shake and give them a chance to do things out there. So I think they were happy about that, and we really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed being with them.
The captain of Team Red for the Prospects game was Quinton Byfield of the Sudbury Wolves. I caught up with Byfield before the game to chat about his very busy schedule of late. This is a little bit of a whirlwind December and January for you?
Yeah, for sure, but it's been a lot of fun, really exciting times, actually. I'm lucky enough to bring home the gold medal there, so it's all worth it, and then it's just really exciting. That's all I can say right now.
Take me through that morning when you found out officially, or the night, whenever it was, you found out officially you were making Team Canada.
Yeah, me and Nolan Foote were kind of just in our room, just waiting for the call, I guess, or the knock. And then Dale Hunter, he came to our room, just knocked on our door and told us that we made it, shook our hands. And then it was just really exciting, just being announced to the camp was really fun, just an honor to be there. And then finally making the team was just, you can't even put words in. You always dream of playing for the World Juniors, and then finally getting named to the team is just something really special to me.
Was that pretty nerve-wracking? Because it's probably the most, I'll call it, on the bubble, or, the risk of being cut you've probably had in your career.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've actually never been cut from a team, so I was definitely nervous for that one. The guys are kind of older than me there, so, I was definitely scared quite a bit, and I'm nervous, so I just had to go out there and put out my best performance, and hopefully the chips fall, and that's what they did for me.
I've got to think now you've got a group of 20 new friends, a few of the guys you knew already, but certainly guys from across the country that you've got a bond with now for life.
Yeah, for sure. I got a lot of new guys, even a couple of new old guys too that I didn't really know. I never really played with Dawes because they're all older than me, so I never really played with most of them. But Nico, I never really talk to or anything. So then there we became really close friends, and now we're here together on the same team again. So that's pretty cool. And then just even Jared McIsaac, I hung out with him quite a bit as well. We always played cards in their room or something like that. So that was definitely cool to meet those guys.
Quentin, you've had a lot going for you. How do you, and who helps you kind of stay grounded and also keeping you motivated to move forward?
Yeah, I'm definitely, my mom and dad will definitely take me down a notch at home. So they definitely keep me grounded for sure. And then, even my coaches as well, I don't want to get too big of a head or anything like that. So they definitely keep me humble, make me stay humble and all that. So they're definitely key people in my life.
You have an older sister. Does she keep you in line sometimes too?
I think she used to, but now I think I keep her in line. So, yeah.
Obviously, a year and a half now in Sudbury. What has that community meant to you going in there to a Sudbury Wolves? And we know it's a very tight group, and it's sort of, it's a city that's kind of on its own a little bit. What has that meant to you just being as part of that community?
Yeah, no, it's really a good community. It's a hockey community. It's a nickel city, nickel town. So, no, it's really fun. It's a bit chilly down there, but, that's just Canadian weather for you. But, no, it's really good, really tight community, just everyone in that community just wants you to succeed, wants you to do better, everyone there always, they love the Sudbury Wolves, and they're always helping us in every which way that they can. We got pretty good fan support as well, so that's really nice. And then just the kids in the community as well, it's just great, and it's just great to give back to them.
Late June in Montreal, the draft is coming up. That's coming up. The date's been circled for a long time, I'm sure. Do you sort of catch yourself a little bit looking ahead, but at the same time knowing, hey, I've got a regular season in Sudbury to continue on, hopefully a long playoff run of you. Some nights you're kind of like, I got to look ahead, but sometimes it's like, no, there's stuff in front of me right now.
Yeah, for sure. You're always looking a bit, but, you just have to stay focused on the main goal, and that's your team, and hopefully making a deep playoff run. I think the key to us is just the chemistry we have off the ice. We're just a really good group of guys that all get along together. So, that chemistry translates onto the ice. So I think that's the key for our long playoff run that we hopefully make.
That was Quentin Byfield of the Sudbury Wolves, among the OHL players who took part in the Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. A look at this week's key at CHL Top 10 list has the Ottawa 67s once again the number one team in the country. The Windsor Spitfires are 9th, the Peterborough Petes 10th. Honorable mentions this week to the Kitchener Rangers and the Saginaw Spirit. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.